Jordan, congratulations. To win for two local trainers as well, and to win on your local track.
Yeah, no, it's great. Massive thanks to Paul and Colin. Colin, Colin's been a supporter of mine for since I started, and look, the mare's in tip-top shape. A great owner, big supporter of the yard, so it's great. And again, for Paul to get a ride, to get rides is brilliant. And again, Gary Cribben, agent, is doing a magnificent job, so big thanks to him.
You had to work hard to win today. You came late.
Yeah, no, we went a very good gallop. After the first, she was a little bit disappointed in herself, so she wasn't up there, but went a right good gallop to the first. That's not probably ground she'd really love, but no, she did. She put down her head, and again, she had a great run in Gore in the last day in a competitive handicap, so that run definitely stood to her.
Yeah, and Paul's mare ran really well.
She did. She ran a cracker. After having a bit of success over the summer. Again, they didn't think she'd be in love with the ground, but saddle maker, she really handled it, and when I asked her, she really knuckled down to the job.
And that win yesterday in Cheltenham, definite plan is, no matter what time of year, it's nice to win in Cheltenham. You seemed to be off the bridle a long way in that race, and then you disappeared in the field and suddenly came with a cracker of a run at the end.
Yeah, that's the way he races. He had three nice runs over fences, cheek pieces on him. Gordon was confident, but look, at when you're going over to Cheltenham with a ride, it's great, but to come out with a winner, it's extra special, and it was a sweet journey home. The owner actually was on the same flight on the way over, so
which was nice.
It was. It made the journey a lot easier on the way home. Yeah,
you didn't get home till 12:45 this morning, did you?
No, 12:45 this morning, but look, you don't mind what time you're getting home at when you have days like that.
You have to pinch yourself to realise how well it's going for you, Jordan.
Look, to be honest with you, Liam, you don't think about it. You concentrate on day by day, and that's the way I'll do it anyway, and we won't change anything for the time being anyway.
Yeah, and of course you came from a good setup, Colin Bowes, and you're in a very good setup with Gordon, so you know, I suppose you'll thank your stars for that.
Exactly. I started out with Shea Slevin, and JJ, he was a massive help to me starting off as well, so I went from there to Colin, then to Gordon, so look, at great people around me, so thanks to all them.
But it must be enjoyable, is it?
It is enjoyable, yeah. Look, you've long days, you've long days, and you've no luck some days. But yeah, it's days like this where it really helps, and we'll keep driving on in there.
Yeah, and you know, it's a tough game, and we see the padding that you have to wear as a jockey. So it's the only sport where I know you played rugby, and your dad was a great rugby player with Enniscorthy, that. Maybe rugby is just as hard sometimes as well, was it?
I don't know. That's not.
When you hit the ground, you didn't have to fall as far.
Yeah, look, no. When you enjoy it, you don't think about them things. And look, it's part of the game. It's like rugby. We don't think about them things and take it as it comes.
What about your claim now? You're nearly out.
Nearly on three. Two left. So yeah. No. We'll keep looking forward anyway, and we'll think about that when it comes.
Yeah, well, you're having a fantastic season, and you're only really getting into the jump season now, aren't you? It's only starting to come into it now.
Yeah.
Although you had a great summer.
Yeah, great summer, but no, there's nice horses coming out there now, and riding out some lovely horses in gardens, and it's great to be sitting on some nice horses. So no, hopefully he'll have a great season, and we'll keep driving on anyway.
Well, I'm delighted it's going well for you, Jordan. The best, very best luck.
Lovely, thanks, Liam.